BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Welcome to Wednesday. Working Woman Wednesday, man. Double salute to all my hard-working ladies out there, the single moms, the moms with the husbands, everybody out there, all my ladies out there that's getting up, going to that grind and working and doing y'all thing. Even if you're working at the house, keeping it together. Salute to y'all, man, on this Working Woman Wednesday. Today's high is going to be right near 52. We already at 51, but cloud cover and just humidity is going to keep us right here. We're not going to move too much temperature-wise. Rain is in and around the area. It's going to be on and off rain for most of the day, about a 15% chance of some heavy downpour, but streets wet from some overnight rain from last night. And then tomorrow, calling for cold weather and even snow flurries early in the morning, clearing out by tomorrow afternoon. That's right, they're calling for snow flurries tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high is only going to top out right around 42. So your morning temperature with moisture and stuff, they're calling for snow flurries. But by Friday, we're back to the sunshine, but it's still supposed to be cold Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for your weekend temperature. But we got a close watch on it. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Madhouse this morning.
Welcome to the Madhouse. You know what I say. Let's do it.
How was your night last night?
It was great. Helping the little one. She had to do a science project last night.
So okay.
Helping her with her science project. And that's about it.
What grade?
Eighth grade.
What she had to do for a science project this time?
It is the replica of a cell using food. You have to use candy to make it.
Okay, so like protons, neutrons, electrons. And
did y'all have to do that in school?
Of course.
I'm talking about the replica with the candy, with the food. Did y'all have to do that project?
I don't remember that one.
We had to do that one.
Now, I'm probably did, but I don't remember that one.
I remember doing it and being, it was like, you know how in home economics class you have to carry the baby?
Yeah.
And in the schools that I grew up with, everyone does this replica using food. So it's one of those assignments that you look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make it out of like cake or something like that, and then you get to eat it.
Speaking of home economics, I was just talking to somebody about this Sunday. I hate they took that out of a lot of schools. They took home economics out.
My mom never let me take home economics.
For real?
Never.
I used to love home economics.
They had it in our school. She never let me sign up for it. Her thought process was there's no need for you to sit in a classroom and get what I can teach you at home. You see me at home every day. I'm doing it. I'm teaching you. There's no need for you to waste your time in the classroom and use that. You can learn something else.
I just hate they took it out of schools because a lot of people don't get that at home.
You don't.
And it helps teach life skills. And I think they need to add more life skills to the educational courses because a lot of people don't get everyday life skills. And I think it helps you develop as a human being.
Now, what I will say about that is that I think that home ec and those life skills are being replaced by experimental learning. Like they have clubs and they have these nonprofits. I cannot think of it. It is right there in Uptown and it teaches money management. Oh, and it's in a lot of schools.
Oh, so they got the money management. Like we used to have, I guess our money management course was civics. So they still have courses like that because I don't, you know.
Civics for us was a history class.
No, our civics was more like civic economics.
And government.
Ours was civic economics where they taught like how to cash a check, how to write a check, how to do stuff like that, how to manage your money, you know, what to do with your tax money, and then how to invest.
Yeah, I cannot think. Junior Achievers. Junior's Achievement. It's either Junior Achievers or Junior Achievement. But it is a nonprofit organization that goes into the schools and it teaches financial literacy and things like that, how to entrepreneurship, and things like that. So you miss certain things in home economics class, like how to sew a button on your clothes,
how to cook, which
are very important skills. But there are organizations such as Girl Scouts and Junior Achievement that go into the schools during the school day and teach some of those life skills. So kids are still getting some of them.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all what. You mentioned Girl Scouts. They're part of the show this morning because they're part of hashtag Larry Mad coming up at 7:40. Also, the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Bobby.
I say good morning.
All the saints.
Good morning.
All the sinners.
Good morning.
All the pretenders.
Good morning.
All the people trying to get up in there.
Morning.
What's up, baby?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning?
Feeling good.
What's up with you?
I'm cooling, man. What's happening?
How was your extra day off?
It was great.
Yeah, all right.
It was much needed.
Yeah, all right. Burpee came to work when we weren't supposed to work.
I sure did.
And then didn't come to work when we were supposed to work.
Hey, boss man said I got an extra day.
No, he said that. All right, today.
He said it was for the next day.
He said, I ain't tell him that. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
I'm filling them up with vibes.
Nothing but Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:06, 6 minutes out to 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 52. And of course, it's time to hit the hashtag MHQOTD. Your madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
And the Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the CIAA Step Show. DTLR presents the official CIAA Step Show Throwdown Greek versus Greeks. It's the final chapter. It's going down Friday, February 28th at the Charlotte Convention Center. Doors open at 6. Showtime is 7. It's hosted by No Limit Larry and myself. And we got a live performance by Tayana Murray. Go to power98fm.com for more details.
All right. If you have been following the news lately, then you heard about Dwayne Wade. He has a son. His son is identifying, 12-year-old son is identifying as trans, and has been asked to be referred to as a she. And Dwayne Wade and his family have come out, and they have said, we're going to honor our child's request. He wants to be known as Zaya, I believe that's the name.
Zaya, I think it is.
And wants to be referred to with female pronouns, she and her. Well, Boosie hopped on Instagram and had this to say about Dwayne Wade and his child.
I gotta say something about this, bro. Dwayne Wade, you gone too fucking far, dog. That is a male, a 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. Like, bruh, for real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He 12 years old. He's not up there yet. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. You tripping, dog.
So, we want to know, nosy neighbors, how do you feel about Boosie's comments? Head on over to our Instagram pages and let us know, how do you feel about Boosie and his comments? Here's what I think. First of all, I have not heard anything about Dwayne Wade talking about a surgery. Okay. So that's crazy for him to even put that out there. Also, on top of that, I don't believe that there's a doctor that would perform that surgery on a 12-year-old. So that's crazy to me. I see people that are going, you know, this is life-changing. I don't believe that referring to a child as she or her is life-changing. I don't think that that's life-changing. We can go back on that. So I don't believe that this is life-changing. And how does a man that said that he was going to get a prostitute to perform oral sex on his 7-year-old son
14.
As a birthday gift, how is he qualified to speak on other people's parenting? Boosie, you got to mind the business that minds you. Where is the music? And let's stop doing this. You talking about Gail, the Kappas, Greek life, all this stuff. But where is the music? That's what you are. You are a rapper. give us the music. I think he was completely out of line with these comments.
I said this last week. I said I can't tell a man how to raise his child, whether it's a male, whether it's a female. You know what I mean? So I'm going to stick to that. How do I feel about what Boosie speaking out? I think it's just Boosie being Boosie. I think, you know, Boosie's the type of person, like, if he feels a certain way about something, he's going to speak out about it, and he's going to take the backlash that comes with it. And people have jumped on him from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to everywhere they post comments. They've jumped on Boosie. He's not once backed down on his comments, and I don't think he will. This is how he really feels. He's going to put it out there. He's going to let it sit out there. Now, me personally, I wouldn't speak out on it because I can't tell a man how to raise his child. But I think it's just Boosie being Boosie. I do feel like, you know what I mean, he's a grown man. He's going to feel like he feels, but I do feel like he's kind of out of line with what he had to say. But it's Boosie being Boosie to me.
I'm probably giving the unpopular opinion here, but I'm not agreeing with Boosie. But what makes Boosie wrong is the question that I have. Not that I agree with him. Not that I agree with what he's saying. But just because I disagree with it doesn't mean that. I'm thinking from a child's aspect. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of children don't know right from wrong. They haven't even learned about life. And when you said that it's not life-changing, it's definitely life-changing. The child wanting to go from a male to female is super life changing. That's their entire life that they're changing. But I don't. People gonna take it the wrong way. I don't care.
To answer your question, what did he say that was wrong? He said, "Don't cut his off." Yeah. That's what he. That's wrong.
Not the specific part, but the message that he's getting. Everybody's gonna have their opinion, but the unpopular thing to do nowadays is to speak against it. So I don't think he should speak on, like, me and Larry said the same thing last week. You don't speak on how anybody else raises their children. But
hey, how do we tap in on the question?
You tap in on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
6:23 here in the Queen City. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. The lineup for the Lovers and Friends Festival is starting to be released. So you might want to get your coins together because this one really looks good. Ludacris, TLC, Lil Jon, Sweetie, Megan Thee Stallion, Summer Walker, and Usher have all been announced as performers at this year's show. And that's just a few. And Lauryn Hill also is on that lineup.
What is that? What is concert at?
I don't know if she's actually going to make it. We'll see. This one is going down on May 9th at Dignity Health Sports Park out in L.A.
Okay.
So if you all want to pick up tickets for that, it's the Lovers and Friends Festival. Pre-sales go on sale tomorrow. And then general admission tickets go on sale on Friday.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. I thought you had another question.
I was listening. I like it.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy lineup. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Oh, it's that little baby. Whoa. Charlotte's plug is proud of the 8. Specifically, ladies, tap in, ladies. If your man or your mate, if you're married, or your mate if you're married, or if you just date, makes twice as much as you do, what are you supposed to pay? Or do you supposed to pay bills at all? Because I posted this last night, and a lot of ladies, I'm not going to say a lot. Some of the ladies were saying that, you know, if he makes twice as much as she do, then she should just take care of utilities, or she shouldn't pay nothing at all. So my thing is, if we're together, what is your responsibility? Like, do you supposed to pay anything if I make twice as much as you do? And I think people are looking at this twice as much number as is buku. I can make 25, you can make 12,000. Or I can make 50 and you can make 25. That still ain't a buku. That ain't buku money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think when you hear twice as much, I think a lot of people are like, oh, he make $200,000, she make $100,000. Well, he make 75, she make 35, she make 40. You know what I mean? So what do you supposed to take care of the household, ladies? This is what I want to know from the ladies, from the horse's mouth. What do you supposed to do in the household if I make twice as much as you do? Come on, Ms. Jessica, tap in. What you got for me?
Okay, so in reading this, I feel like there's a lot more to this story.
Of course.
You know, he's accusing her of cheating mm-hmm. and all that other kind of stuff. She says, you know, I don't want to be bothered with him anymore. I think that there were a lot more things that went into this decision to leave other okay. than what is listed right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me start off by saying that. Let me also state this. So when you're thinking about it, and he makes twice as much, and she doesn't, and she's going half,
mm-hmm.
her money will be depleted quicker than his. You see what I'm saying? Like her money is going to be depleted. And if you're my husband, I would want you to take that into consideration.
I got you.
The fact that, you know, like when it comes down to it, we're both going into this equally, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But show a little compassion. My money is going to run out a little bit earlier than yours. Then also what comes into play in this conversation is what else are you doing in the household? You know, are you helping to cook? Are you doing things with the kids? Are you, what are
assuming
you doing?
That you have kids. Yeah. They yeah. Don't say they have,
or, you know, even if you don't, yeah. are you helping out with the chores around the house, with the laundry and things like that? Are you doing those things? That is a lot for a woman to do,
right.
For her to do. So are you helping out with that?
Right.
I will say this in this conversation, my answer is to each his own. To each his own. What you establish in your relationship is what you establish in your relationship. I personally don't have a problem going half with my man on bills. Dope. Because at the end of the day, I'm not with you for you to pay my bills.
Okay.
I'm not with you for that. I can do that on my own. I'm with you for the things that I can't do for myself. So I'm looking for that in my man.
I got you.
So I will always, my mama raised me so that I will always be able to take care of myself. I don't need to be a woman that's out.
A woman.
Yeah, that's taken care of.
I
don't even like that. I want to know that I am secure, that I can always handle myself.
So you cool if your man made twice as much as you do with going half on everything?
I'm not saying that I would be 100% cool in that because, like I said, my money depletes quicker. My money depletes quicker, and I would ask that you have some consideration in that. But like I said, this is the conversation that does not need to happen after you take them vows. This is a conversation that needs to take place up front because money will tear your relationship up in a heartbeat.
All right, ladies, tap in. 570-WPEG. I ain't hear Jessica pay $1 bill yet in that whole conversation. I'm just kidding.
I just said it. I don't have. I pay a lot of bills.
Today is for the ladies. Smith University, Bray Boy Gymnasium. Just a little mental note from the plug, Power 98.
We're talking to the ladies. It is a Working Woman Wednesday, ladies. And ladies, we stole this from the Shade Room. It's a great debate they're having on the Shade Room. And what are we talking about, Ms. Jessica?
Like Larry said, this one was on the Shade Room. It reads, my cousin left her husband, and he keeps accusing her of cheating, but she really left him because he makes twice what she makes and was still insisting on her paying half the bills. Sis said she would rather pay all of her bills and not be bothered by him. Good for her. We want to know what you think about it.
Yeah. Ladies, tap in. If your man makes twice as much as you do, ladies, what you supposed to pay? Or do you supposed to pay anything? I want to hear from y'all. 570-WPEG, while you dialing, it's Right and Rich, The Box. High today is going to be right near 52. We're right about 51 right now. Wet streets with the overnight rain last night, so be careful. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
King Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Let me find out y'all ladies don't want to pay no bills. Jessica, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about this letter that was sent in on the Shade Room. It is a debate that's going on over there. Ladies, listen up. It says, my cousin left her husband, and he keeps accusing her of cheating, but really she left him because he makes twice what she makes and still insists on her paying half of the bills. She said She would rather pay all of the bills herself and not be with him.
All right, good morning. What you think, lady?
Nah, she should not be paying half the bills. If the income is, you know, you making 50% more than her, then you need to be paying more of the bills. Okay, yeah, she should be paying maybe some part of the mortgage and part of some bills, or she just takes all of the utilities. But no, I don't feel like it should be split directly in the middle if he's making more than her.
So what happened to relationships of 50-50? They ain't 50-50 when it comes to bills?
Somebody need to pay that damn cell phone bill. That's what they need to pay.
I'm thinking the same thing, Burp. I wasn't going to kill her like that, though. I wasn't going to do it like that, Burp.
Nothing you were saying, man. What was the point you was trying to make? I didn't get it.
Jessica, let me ask you, Jessica. Y'all say women say relationships are 50-50, so that don't include the bills, though.
I think that these are questions that are case-by-case situations that need to be determined in your relationship. Let me ask you all this, as the father of daughters. What do you tell your daughter about a situation like this when going off and choosing her mate?
We ain't got
do you
to that
tell
point
them,
yet.
Hell no,
no, I'm
got
saying,
that
I understand that you all, I understand
what,
that your kids.
What are we going
to
say?
What is your message to your child, to your daughter, in regards to paying the bills? You tell her, no, your man is supposed to take care of all the bills. You tell her, no, you're supposed to go 50-50. What's your message to your daughter in regards to this?
My mama told me that every able-bodied soul is supposed to work, and every able-bodied soul is supposed to contribute. Whatever that contribution is, that is discussed between you and your mate. Mm-hmm. Like you said, should be discussed up front. However, I want her to be like you said you are. I don't want her to have to depend on no one. Neither one of my daughters, I don't want them to have to depend on no one, and that they can be intelligent enough to, you know, have their own bag and, you know, be able to support themselves with or without a man. So if she decides, hey, I need to remove myself from this situation, that they are not stuck in that situation because they feel like, oh, I can't go nowhere because he in control of everything. Mm-hmm. Or I don't got enough money to move, or blah, 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 this, or blah, 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 that. So
your daughter comes to you and says, my man makes twice as much as me, and he
makes you pay half the bills?
And he makes me pay half the bills. What are you saying? Yeah, stay in that relationship.
If you're comfortable and you should, I feel like you should be paying something. Because nobody.
You're grown at that point.
Yeah, if you're grown, you make your own decisions. But I think nobody should be getting a free ride.
The conversation I'm having with my babies
right now. Now, if he makes $10 million and you make no million dollars, then yeah, he didn't pay it all.
So it's up to a certain.
Stop acting like your mama.
It's up to a certain percentage.
Yeah.
It's up to a certain amount.
Yeah. Now,
maybe with Larry.
Me being all the way real. Now, he make 10. If he a football player or something like that, like my daughter was dating Thomas Davis, he make $40 million. Or Cam Newton, he make $100 million. Oh, nah, she'll both pay for nothing. But if we just everyday working class citizens, then everybody got to contribute.
I'm going to tell my babies, no matter the amount of money that your man or your whoever you with makes, they're going to feel like they have that power over you. If somebody tells you that,
damn right they are.
That they can't, that you don't have to pay bills, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, it's going to get thrown in your face at some point in time that they're doing all this. So always make sure that you're able to take care of your own. Do for you before anybody else has to. And also, don't act like your damn mama.
Papa Nadia, good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Go ahead, get him, Jeff.
Sorry. You're going to have to call us back. Yeah, leave it on the voicemail. 704-227-8780. We might play it back.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling because I make more than my boyfriend right now, and he will not let me go half on NAM bill with him. Yeah. All I'm allowed to do is pay for entertainment, Wi-Fi, cable, if we go out. He ain't even letting me pay
okay,
no bills.
Okay, so the question is, if he made twice as much as you do, would you be okay with going half? If he said, baby, I done stepped my game up, I make twice as much as you do, now I need you to go half, are you cool with that?
No, because that sentence don't make sense. If you step your game up and you make twice as more, you should be able to pay the whole thing now.
Let me ask you this.
That's backwards.
Would you be offended if he asked you to pay?
No.
In your current situation?
If I ask for allowance at the end of the week when my money run out, like you said.
Okay, that's cool.
If my money runs complete first, then give me an allowance. They'll cover me until I get paid again.
So she never said, in this particular letter, she never said that her man wouldn't do that. Like, she never said that he wouldn't give her allowance. If your money ran out. But y'all assuming that her money ran out. She could be straight. She could just be wanting to hold on all of her money. Why? He just out here slaving and doing everything, and then she just get to go do what the hell she want to do with her money. Is that fair in a relationship?
Or she could be doing everything, and he out here still making her pay half and run around with all his extra money. It's both sides of the coin.
We just
don't have enough information to this story.
Yeah, this story is real. It's
you should have went to college longer. You should have got a better education.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this. Today is for the ladies. I woke up like this. It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And morning.
Here on Power 98.
704-227-8780. You can leave it on the voicemail if you didn't get your comment in. Coming up next, man, we're going to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo, daddy.
My name Jeremiah. We on chill.
Why can't you look at the alien? How you spurting? Got that kid. WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Future Drake, life's good. 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on.
Shine is being brought to you by our cutest couple contest. Log on to power98fm.com and load a, and upload a picture of you and your significant other for your chance to win a $100 IHOP gift card.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. This is Kanisha. I'm just trying to let all the hard-working mothers shine and my baby Antonio Brown. I love you, babe.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
Yeah, well, my mama shine. She 97 years old. She was 97, sad. This is Mr. Lee.
All right, Mr. Lee, let your mama shine,
we
Mr.
Know
Lee.
Who it is, Mr. Lee.
We know who you are.
97 yeah. years old. Your Y'all about the same age, ain't you,
your
Mr.
Voice
Lee?
Voice is pretty distinctive.
No, I'm 75.
Oh, you 77. Stop lying, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, do you play Power 98 for your mom?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you.
Coming up,
what's her favorite song? She be listening to Roddy Ricch, Mr. Lee.
Awesome.
What's her favorite song on the radio?
I can't think of them right now.
Can't think of them right
you need
now.
To play some Roddy Ricch for her.
Mr. Lee, can she hear the song when you play it?
You know what you should play
you know,
for?
I
Mr.
like
Lee?
Old school.
You know what you should know, play I for? Like... Some Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah.
For Mr. Hot Lee, 97-year-old mama.
Mr. Lee, mama your mama got Megan Thee.
Run that down, Megan.
Bye, Mr. Lee.
It's never too early to turn up. Nah, man. They
love me. Man, these folks got to hit his no cap. No cap.
722 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. Yesterday was a sad day in the culture. Going to be talking about two leading ladies that passed away. Harvey Weinstein. Boy, I got some details about him in his case. James Harden and Russell Westbrook are working on something. Got details about that. And Swae Lee has a new project. What is it?
Well, no.
Swae Lee.
He's coming out with a jump rope.
A jump
called
rope.
A Swae Lee jump rope to help you lose weight.
Okay.
Swae Lee is called the Swae Lee jump Ooh, rope. He play on his name, Swae Lee. The
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, Lee, jump rope.
I know. He's starting, a center for battered men.
Okay.
Because, you know, he in that toxic relationship. Well, I don't know if he's still in a relationship.
I'm not touching that.
Okay.
I'm not touching it.
All right. Yep. What did you say there?
We'll find out what Swae Lee is up to next in your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Make sure you're listening because I got a chance for you to go see Jacquees coming up in your nosy neighbor news. That's coming your way right after this. DJ Mustard and Roddy Rich is balling here on Charlotte's Plug. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, February 19th. Being brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile. You can join me this Friday from 4 to 6 at the Metro by T-Mobile store located 2241 Beatty's Ford Road. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Actress Janae Dubois passed away yesterday in her sleep at the age of 74. She was best known for her role as Wilona Woods on the TV show Good Times. She also, I didn't know this, she also sang the theme song to the Jeffersons, Moving On Up, and she starred in countless movies and Broadway stage plays. Also, Boys in the Hood actress Esther Scott passed away yesterday after suffering a heart attack. She was found unconscious in her home on February 11th and then passed away 3 days later. In addition to her role as Tisha's grandmother in Boys in the Hood, she also appeared in Austin Powers in Goldmember, You Got Served, Dreamgirls, The Pursuit of Happiness, Beverly Hills 90210, and Melrose Place. So RIP to both of those ladies. Swae Lee is working on a new project. The rapper has teamed up with Giuseppe on a gender-neutral design and a heeled boot for men. He pointed out that a lot of rappers are scared to wear things when they think about the old ways and put a limit on that stuff. He says, I'm not afraid to be different. So we'll see what's going on with this design and these heels that he's making for men. Jury deliberations have begun in the rape trial of Harvey Weinstein. The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women, and they begin deliberating on Tuesday. After about 40 minutes, they sent a note asking for more details on legal terms. He is accused of raping a woman inside of a Manhattan hotel back in 2013 and another sexual assault involving a production assistant in 2006. Dozens of women have come forward to accuse Weinstein, including many popular actresses. We'll find out what's going on in this case later on. James Harden and Russell Westbrook will be the sharp-dressed men on next month's GQ cover. They will appear on the cover of the March issue and discuss their fashion habits. Harden admits to spending more than $500,000 a year on clothes. Westbrook says he spends about $300,000 to $350,000 on clothes. You all can check out these pictures. They look amazing. I have them up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Cynthia Bailey. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
All right, hashtag Larry Matters being brought to you by the Fabulously Funny Comedy Show. You know what's going down next Saturday, February the 29th. Mike Epps, Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, Jess Hilarious. It's crazy. It's going to be at the Bojangles Coliseum. You want tickets, you need details. Log on to power98fm.com. And yep, a lot of y'all going to be mad at me this morning, but I'm about to say it. I'm about to say it this morning. I was talking to one of my partners the other day, and he was talking about his daughter who is in Girl Scouts. And I just started sitting back and listening, and I was back there doing the math, and I went to looking, and I went to Googling, and I discovered that the Girl Scouts of America might be the biggest pimp game in America, Miss Jessica. It might be the biggest pimp game in America. When you break it down, do y'all realize that it is Girl Scout season? That means they out there selling these cookies. We out here buying these cookies because we love them. So I asked my homie, I said, "Big dog, so what do the girls get, you know, once they sell all these cookies?" He's like, "Well, you know, they get prizes, or they get something like prizes, or they might get a trip, or they might get to go to Great Wolf Lodge or something like that. Prizes? So you mean to tell me These girls out here selling cookies like they working a 9-to-5. I'm talking about they in the mall, they on the corners, they outside at the store. They out there selling all these cookies. I'm talking about the average Girl Scout cookie box is about $5 a box. Between $3.50 and $5 something, about $5 a box. We gonna just say $5. So I Googled. I said, I want to know how many Girl Scout cookies in America are sold a year. Do you know how many Girl Scout cookies are sold in America a year?
How many Girl Scout cookies are sold in America a year?
200 million. I typed in 200 million times $5 on the calculator. The calculator broke. It didn't even give me a number, Jessica. And if you think I'm lying, pull out your calculator right now on your iPhone or your Samsung and type in 200 million. Type the number all the way out, times it by 5. It's going to give you a number that ain't never been seen before. It's like a 1E9 or something like that. I don't even know what the number is.
So you,
that's what it say. So y'all mean to tell me these girls out here selling all these cookies and they don't even get a percentage of the money? We don't even get a percentage of the 1E9 number. I ain't saying I need half, but I can't even get 5%. And I'm out here working this Girl Scout cookie line like I'm working a job. I don't even get 5%.
I was a Girl Scout.
I need 10%, actually. I need 10%. They say you got to get a Lord 10%. And the Lord, he worked miracles every day. Well, these girls out here selling these Girl Scout cookies are working miracles selling these Girl Scout cookies. They need 10% of the money plus the awards plus the trips. Ain't nowhere in the world. My daughter ain't going to Girl Scouts. She ain't getting pimped. I'm sorry. Y'all can be mad at me all you want, but I'm mad that they selling 200 million.
Okay, Larry. Girl Scout cookies. Okay. All right, calm down.
I'm mad
calm
for real.
Down.
Just, you know, when it comes to money,
now,
I get mad.
Just calm down.
I get mad for real.
You want in the kitchen with them cooking. If you want them cooking with them in the kitchen.
And I ain't selling on the corner with them.
Ma'am. Got
a lot of bait. But let me tell you, I like you. Larry the Boy, the Red House, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop at R&B. You want to go see Trippie Red? I think in coffee. Then you can call right now. Call the number 9570WPG if you want to go see Trippie Red. Let's check it out. Right now, we're checking out Bourbon Stumps.
Larry. No, no, no. Cut that music off, Larry. Cut my music off. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. Why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keeps it 100.
100.
100.
And today's word is, what if God gave deals?
I need a deal from God.
What if God gave deals, Larry?
I need a deal from God right now.
Now, hear me when I talk to you.
I'm here.
You know how the old folks used to say.
What they say?
The old folks used to say all the time, now hear me when I talk to you.
I want you to hear me.
What if God gave deals? What if God got that folk for folk? What if God gave you that folk for folk, Larry? And instead of strawberry lemonade as the drink, you got you got manna instead of nuggets. You got, instead of a burger, you had the bread of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. And you had some of that church juice. What if God gave deals?
I'll take a 4 for 4 from Jesus.
I'll take a four for four from Jesus.
I want a 4 for 4 from Jesus. With the
somebody say
mind.
God got that 4 for 4.
God got that 4 for 4.
Preacher, can you do substitutions?
You can substitute. Okay. If you don't want fries, a.k.a. manna from heaven, you can get something else, Jessica. Okay. As long as it's in the realm of the word.
God got that 4 for 4.
God got that 4 for 4. Some restaurants give you that. You can pick whatever you want. What if God gave deals like that? What if God gave you a pick two?
A pick two? Lord God, give me a pick two.
You get whatever you want, a pick two.
A pick two?
Just imagine if the Lord handed out them deals, Larry. How many people would still be alive? How many sins would not be committed? And how many... Y'all don't hear what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying.
Y'all don't hear what I'm saying when I'm talking. Can you upgrade?
Yes.
God will always upgrade your every need. God is an upgrader. Somebody say God
is an upgrader.
Upgrade by God.
Upgrade by God.
Upgrade by God.
Y'all don't hear me when I'm talking to you, Larry.
God,
I'm talking to the walls.
He gave me a pick two.
You get a pick two and a four for four. And at the end, when you get all of these blessings wrapped up in one, all of these deals by God, you know what you say at the end, Larry?
What you say?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
And those for Burpee Stop. Think about it.
What you thought?
What you thought?
Just had to put this out there. This summer.
Get what?
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Congratulations to that young lady. It is 8:25 here in the Queen City and surrounding. Time for your nosy neighbor news. Quickie, you might want to tune into the White House's correspondence dinner this year. Saturday Night Live veteran Kenan Thompson is going to serve as the event's official host. The date is set for April 25th, but unfortunately, Donald Trump will not be in attendance again this year. He hasn't attended the dinner since his inauguration. And we all know why. He would be the butt of so many jokes. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie,
tell that.
Hey. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't fake it myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't fake it myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
You know what today is? Today is We Family Wednesday. We got the family situation right here, and we got it for y'all. Somebody sent us an email, actually an inbox on Facebook. It said, "Dear Madhouse, me and my sister, we take each other's kids out once a month. Whoever takes the kids usually sends the other one some money. So if I take the kids out, she send me money. If she take the kids out, I send her some money. The last two times, she ain't sent no money, and I spent all these money on my nieces and nephews. So I wonder what's been going on. My nephew said that she has been spending all her money at the fish table." Not all the money at the fish table, nephew. "She's been spending all her money at the fish table, and she's been drinking and smoking it heavy. Now, I have no problem caring for my nieces and nephews, but I don't feel like this is fair to me, and I feel like I'm getting used and she getting over. I want to address the situation and everything, but I don't want to include my nephew in it. Madhouse Nation, how do I address my sister? How do I do this? And how do I keep it 100 with her without involving my nephew?" It's the inbox we got on Facebook. Tap in, Madhouse Nation, 570-WPEG. What should this young man do? While y'all thinking about it, we'll be back in 3. It's Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. It's a Week Family Wednesday. Got a letter into the Madhouse inbox. It says, "Dear Morning Madhouse, me and my sister, we take each other's kids out once a month. Whoever takes the kids, the other one usually sends the other one money. So if I take the kids, I send her money. If I take the kids, she send me money. If she takes the kids, then I send her money. But the last two times, she ain't sent no money. So I wonder what was going on. So my nephew told me that, you know, his mom has been spending all her money at the fish table, and that she's been drinking and smoking heavy. So I want to address the entire problem, and I have no problem caring for my nieces and nephews, but I feel like I'm being used. So I want to address the entire problem, but I don't want to include my nephew in it. Madhouse Nation, can y'all give me some help? What do I do? How do I address this thing without including my nephew and address the entire problem? Good morning.
I just feel like if that's your sibling, why you just can't go to your sibling and ask your sibling what's going on? You don't have to include your nephew at all.
But
you just got the information from your nephew, so that means your nephew feels comfortable enough to tell you what's going on. Now, if you go and mess that up, he ain't gonna never tell you nothing.
Right. So I think that's his dilemma. How do we approach?
That's what I'm saying. He still can go to his sibling and say, you know, Now, these last, I don't mind helping you, folks, but you know what's going on.
Yeah.
What's going on with you? Ain't got to incorporate your nephew at all. And nothing that he said. So I don't know why that's even a dilemma. Because you can go to your sister and ask her.
I think the part about her drink, because he said in the letter, he said, I want to dress at all. So I think he's also talking about her drinking and smoking heavy. Now, he wouldn't know that part unless somebody told him.
So it got to be the nephew, because I'm pretty sure she probably ain't just drinking and smoking in front of her kids and nobody else has seen it.
Well, he said that's what the nephew told him in the letter. So how do he address the whole situation and not just the
you
money part?
You can go to her and ask her what's going on, because if she gambling, because that's what the fish table is.
We know.
If she gambling, then she should be able to tell you and everything gonna come out. Especially if y'all that close to take the kids out and give each other money. Like, it seems like they have a close relationship.
Yeah, it seemed like it, but you know, sometimes you approach family, stuff get a little tricky and they get a little different. Now, Burpee and Jessica, y'all very close to y'all sisters and brothers and stuff like that. So, how would you approach it in a situation if it was your brother, Jessica?
First of all, this is very easy. Lie. All you gotta do is lie.
What kind of lie? What do you make up and say?
Somebody saw you at the fish table. Okay. You know, okay. I know who it is that you buying your weed from.
Okay.
You know. You lie. Put this off on somebody. It's commendable that you want to protect your nephew, but that also shows to me that you have a good relationship with your nephew, and you also have a good relationship with your sister. If you're doing this, if you have this like routine, you know, so it seems as if you're close. I'm sort of taken aback by the comment about I feel like my sister is using me. No, your sister is going through something, whether it be depression, something as serious as depression.
Absolutely.
Or it's just her making bad decisions. It's not so much that your sister is using you. There's something going on with your sister, and it shows that you have a relationship with her, shows that you love her, you want to confront it. Go help her. Go. But this is something that definitely needs to be dealt with. If you don't want to throw your nephew under the bus, just lie about it. That's easy.
Burp.
Well,
Here you go. When we start like that, I know it's going left. What you got for me, big dog?
First of all, I don't give a damn if my nephew told me. I don't care if it was your husband who told me. I'm telling who said something to me. Because I'm going to address you and the issue that I have.
So you going to rat your nephew out?
No, I'm gonna say something like, your son is concerned about you.
Oh, then the nephew ain't gonna tell you nothing.
We're gonna have an impromptu intervention on your ass. That's what we're gonna do.
You the snitch on the snitch.
We're gonna sit you down and be like, look, I know you over there gambling. You over there. You taking $20 to the fish table. You can't get no big money out of no fish table.
Yes, you can.
You can get up to $600 done.
Yes, and
that's
then big money
that's they cut it down. They cut you off for the day.
Yeah,
but
big money.
Man, what you do is, you know, of course you don't want to stop the kids from coming over to your house.
Right.
You're not going to stop the kids. You know what I mean? But you address your sister. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to lie, but you don't have to say anything. You go to them like, what's going on? You ain't gave me no money. Is something wrong? Blah, blah, blah. You don't have
and
to
then
say.
And then what if she lied and be like, no, but you know something going on.
Okay.
If you go to her, you be like, listen, sis, you ain't send me no money. She be like, oh, well, I hit a rough patch or something. But you really, really, really know something else is going on, like the drinking and the smoking heavy. How do you get to that without ratting your nephew out? I think that's his biggest dilemma, that he don't want to rat his nephew out.
Oh, well, see, me, I say something like, look, your lips turning purple. Your teeth is yellow. Your breath stink. You smell. These are all the symptoms of a smoker.
You gonna tell that to your sister?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's
start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
We got more of your comments on the way, man. 570 WPG. We family wins this. Power 98.
Your friends who sweat together save together.
You already know it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yes, it is We Family Wednesday. Got an inbox. You say, me and my sister, you know, we take each other's kids out once a month. Whoever takes the kids, the other person usually sends the other person some money for the kids. So if I take the kids, then she sends me money. If she takes the kids, then I send her money. But the last two times, she ain't sent no money. So I wonder what was going on. My nephew says she's been spending all her money at the fish table, and she been drinking and smoking heavy. Now, I ain't got no problem taking care of my nieces and nephews, but I think it's unfair to me, and I feel like I'm getting used. Now, I want to address the whole situation, but I don't want to include my nephew. Madhouse Nation, How do I handle this situation? I need some help. Good morning.
When it was time for me to send my kids, I just wouldn't send them no money.
But if she ain't sending no money back, you already know she ain't got no money. So how he gonna do that?
I mean, she still sending her kids, so she assume I got it. So I'm gonna send my kids and assume she got it.
Then ain't nobody gonna do nothing. The kids gonna be sitting out. But his letter, he wanna know how do he address the situation. He obviously not worried about the money part, but besides the fact that he said he feel like he getting used. So how do he wanna know how do he address the whole situation about her drinking, smoking, and being at the fish table and not spending the money? I mean, sending no money.
Well, yeah, I would eventually say something to her. I mean, I wouldn't include my nephew, but I would ask her like something going on, you know, something I can help you with, but.
Gotta be something you can help you with. She ain't sending no money. But I think he really wants to address the whole entire situation. Good morning.
I feel like the whole situation, like as far as her drinking and smoking and gambling, I don't think that's really none of the brother's business.
Hold on now. If I'm taking your kids and I'm spending money on your kids, now that's some of my business now. Damn one, right. And
but
then part two, you're my sister now.
You only doing it once a month.
It don't matter if I'm doing it once a year. I'm still spending money on your kids.
Then don't come and get them then.
But they're my nieces and nephews. I want to spend time with them.
Well, what you worried about my money for them.
Because we had a system. You have broken the cycle of the system.
Okay, well, if I ain't got it right now, I ain't got it right now.
Well, at least tell me that, then I can ask you what the hell is going on while you ain't got it. Get off my phone trying to argue with me this morning. We Family Wednesday. If you got a family situation, you can send it to us. We don't say names. We just put the situation. We try to get you some help. And in this situation, I think everybody said just address it and just don't include the nephew. Find a way to address it and not include the nephew some type of way. I, you know, you can send us an email, morningmadhouse2ds@gmail.com. On that, We Family Wednesday. Put it in the subject box, We Family Wednesday. Tory Lanez, Say It, Charlotte's Plug. Coming up next, we playing everybody's favorite game show.
You were only young, it ever wasn't whipping this for it. Swear I came back top down.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
This Shade
How. What up, Shade? How you doing, Bob?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. You're going to see Yo Gotti. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right, I got you.
What? Kick it off, Miss Jessica.
DeAndre Cortez Way. DeAndre Way. That's his real name. What is his stage name? He's
that's
a rapper.
Easy.
Young Dre Way.
DeAndre.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. That's crazy because I have you might know this one then because I had a rapper real name too. His real name is Torrance Hatch Jr. What rapper is that?
Boosie
Badass? That's who you're going with?
That's who I'm going to go with.
You're going to go with Boosie Badass, and you are actually correct.
Uh-huh.
You still in the game. All right, you get this question correct. You win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we get that hood black card.
Okay. Give me an easy question.
Now, Burpee got you. What you got for a Burpee?
There's an alcoholic drink that a lot of rappers rap about. They drink it. They have it. It's purple. What did Future call this drink?
I got my lean in my cup.
Nah, that's not what he called it.
He got another name.
It's
another name. It was actually the name of one of his mixtapes. Or a song on one of his mixtapes. Yeah, I know.
Dirty Sprite.
Larry let you get 22 chances.
I get to it. I wanted to win, bro. Dirty Sprite. She got it.
That
she
was eventually it. Right.
Leave her alone. She worked it out. She was on the right path.
Yo, Len, you're too nice to these damn contestants.
She was on the path the whole time, though. She wasn't off.
Let me tell you what you got, man. You got it right. And because you got it correct, you are going to the Yo Gotti finale party. It's going down at the Fillmore Saturday, February 29th. No Limit Larry is going to be in there. He's going to be hosted. It's the 935 Tournament Grand Finale. You're going to be in the building. It's going to be crazy in there. Now you got to tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets.
WPEG Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better
folks. What do you have to say?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what the Madhouse question of the day is. Matter of fact, tell them it's just.
We are talking about Boosie. You know, he went on social media yesterday And he commented about Dwayne Wade, whose child has come out as trans. So he made some comments. You can go over to our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, to actually see the video. But we want to know, what do you think about his comments?
Here's what he had to say.
I got
to
say something about this, bro. Dwayne Wade, you going too fucking far, dog. That is a male, a 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal going to be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. Like, bro, for real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He 12 years old. He's not up there yet. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. You tripping, dog.
Alright, what was the people tapping in saying on your Instagram pages?
They were definitely saying on my on Facebook. One guy, Ryan Carroll, said, dude is literally sitting in the judgment-free zone at a Planet Fitness. He better take his ass to the lobby with that phone stuff. They got signs everywhere. A few people agree with Bootsy, though.
Mm-hmm. I had quite a few people
Not a few, but quite a few.
Yeah.
Actually agree with him. Jonathan Evans said, should none of this be in the public eye? That's the problem. The world doesn't have to know. And Ronay Thompson said he could share his opinion just like everyone else does.
Go ahead.
Damon Dash says, I think we get it misconstrued when we're talking about gender identity and sexual orientation. She doesn't know about sexual attraction or what she would like, but being transgender has to do with how she feels internally. Amber says, I think Boosie should worry about ways of raising his own kids. Mm-hmm. Who takes parenting advice from Boosie? And Karen says, his kids, not mine, yours, or anyone else's. So not my circus, not my monkeys.
All right. You know, they tapped in on the Madhouse voicemail, 704-227-8780. Here's what they had to say.
Man, D-Wade know he did wrong, man. Boosie ain't said nothing wrong. Let that boy be a boy until he ready to make a decision to be a girl.
Man, I agree with Boosie. And I think the part everybody missing is when Boosie is saying, telling Dwayne not to let him cut it off. Little boy, little girl, is identifying as trans. So if you're identifying as trans, eventually, you're going to cut it off.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about the Dwayne Wade conversation. I don't really feel like Boosie's really trying to attack Dwayne Wade. I feel like, you know, Dwayne is, he is doing what's best for his son. He's trying to, or daughter, or whatever, you know. But he's trying to do what's best for his child.
No Limit, Burpee, Jessica. That's a touchy subject, but I got to say I agree with Boosie. I just don't think his delivery was right.
This is Mr. What the Hell. No Limit, when y'all addressed the Dwayne Wade situation last week, I didn't comment, but I'm going to comment today. Dwayne Wade is dead wrong for not giving his son the proper guidance he needs at the age of 12, and also for letting a 12-year-old tell him what he wants. And yeah, Lil Boosie Badass was dead wrong for putting it on social media. Lil Boosie felt that strong, he should have reached out to Dwayne Wade personally.
All right, man. Got it tapped in inside the Madhouse. And coming up next, we got some breaking news just into the Madhouse.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Yes, this is breaking nosy neighbor news. It just came down. Rapper Pop Smoke was killed this morning in what appears to be a home invasion robbery. He was at his home in Hollywood Hills around 4:30 a.m. where two men that were wearing hoodies and masks broke into his home. We're told that the two men fired multiple shots, striking and critically wounding Pop Smoke. He was rushed by ambulance to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The suspects have not been caught as far as we know, and they have not been identified. One man was placed in handcuffs, but cops determined that he was not involved in this situation and he was released. So breaking nosy neighbor news this morning, rapper Pop Smoke was killed at his home during a home invasion robbery.
Wow.
Prayers up for him and his family.
More nosy neighbor news is on the way right around the corner. Your nosy neighbor recap is up. Shot us plug. It's Power 98.
You don't want to let no...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.